What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lunchtime. I'm Noah Hiles. He is...
John Bozica.
And John, it's someone very special to me's 20th birthday.
Who is that?
Well, it's not my mom. It's not my dad. It's not my sister. It's, but this not even a person, this thing had a pretty big impact on my childhood. It's the PlayStation 2.
Mm.
Did you have a PS2 growing up?
I did. I did have a PS2. I had PS2 that was the last big gaming system that I remember really wanting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, mine was the PS3 was the last one that I really wanted, and that's the last gaming system I've gotten.
Sure.
Since then. But, I mean, the PS2, a lot of great memory. What were your favorite games to play on that?
Really, I played NCAA football nonstop. That was basically all I played on that.
Underrated. College Hoops.
It was good. It was good. NCAA College Hoops, it was good.
I enjoyed that. I had one with Blake Griffin on the cover, I believe. It was the last one they made with him at Oklahoma.
I think the last one of those that I had, Adam Morrison from Gonzaga,
was on the cover.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Go ahead.
So in honor of the PlayStation 2's birthday, today we are going to be doing a five-person draft of the best video game athletes of all time. This doesn't necessarily mean just PlayStation people, and it doesn't even mean real-life athletes. We're just talking, when you're playing video games, you are impressed by the athleticism on display by these characters. John, any questions, concerns, comments?
No, not at all.
Since you are the older, the more talented, the better looking. I'll let you, just got a fresh haircut, looking great. I'll let you, do you want first pick or would you like the next two?
I'll take the next two.
The next two? Okay, well, I have to go with this guy, number one overall. If you grew up when we did, this was a no-brainer, and I would be shunned from pretty much society if I did not take Michael Vick 2004 Madden with my first overall pick.
Okay.
Just laser arm, great speed, probably the funnest or most enjoyable, most fun. I don't know if funnest is a word. Probably not. Great character to play with, though. So
sure.
I take Michael Vick 04 with my first pick. John, you are on the clock.
My first two picks in this draft. Number one, this is the easiest pick in the world to me. Bo Jackson, Tecmo Bowl.
Now, did you play Tecmo Bowl?
Oh, I love Tecmo Bowl. Okay. I can play Tecmo Bowl all day. Most dominant player in any video game ever. Literally, the dude is unstoppable. You are playing in a game where you're not supposed to be able to, tackle people.
He's untackleable.
And, you know, you just can't stop him. He literally scores a touchdown every time he carries the ball.
Yeah.
There's no doubt Bo Jackson, number one pick. Second pick, gosh, this one is tough for me. And I know, does it have to be real people?
No, absolutely not. My big board is full of characters.
This is an oldie, but it's a goodie, to quote Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future.
Okay.
I would go with Metal Mario.
Metal Mario.
From Mario Golf. Dude was a cheat code. He could hit the ball 330 yards off of the tee, throw in that power. Sometimes you're getting 400-yard drives on that game.
Okay.
Man, Toad Hylands was never the same when you used that dude.
All right. I didn't even have him on my big board. So if we're going with just video game characters in general, my second overall pick, we're going to stick with speed. I'm going with Sonic the Hedgehog. Probably the fastest video game character of all time. If you measured 40 times back then, I don't think they had that in video games. But, you know, he's well paid as well. Got all those rings. The good guy, the protagonist, I'm taking Sonic the Hedgehog. And with my third pick, I'm looking for something versatile. And when I think all around best athletes in video game history, John, I think of Pablo Sanchez from Backyard Sports. The kid was great at everything. Backyard baseball, solid pick. Backyard hockey.
Dude was a gamer.
Basketball, he was the guy you wanted. He was probably the first Backyard Sports character any person would take that wasn't an actual athlete. You know? I don't think you can get a better steal in the third round than Pablo Sanchez.
No, I agree with that. I think Pablo's a great pick. I mean, if you were a every day, backyard football, basketball, baseball player like Noah and I probably were, then, I mean, Pablo Sanchez was on your list.
I had backyard hockey for my Game Boy, which I know you're not a hockey fan, but hockey video games are fun just because it's so fast-paced. They can be, yeah. It's like same with FIFA.
True.
And Pablo on the ice, you put him on the same line as like Jager. Whew, buddy, good night.
Pablo Sanchez,
a steal in the
third
round.
True gamer. You know what? I'm going to go to the backyard games too here, and I'm going to draft my boy, my country bumpkin player, Pete Wheeler.
Pete Wheeler. I knew this was coming. So Pete Wheeler was always an interesting... He was a kid in the wheelchair, correct?
No. He was the dude with the red hair.
Okay.
Remember?
I was thinking of the kid in the wheelchair who I would always draft as a goalie and a
remember
catcher.
Remember my guy Pete Wheeler?
Oh, with the long... Yeah, he had a...
Barely see it.
Barely see.
But you got to get it up there to the camera on our live
feed. Good old
feed.
Pete Wheeler right there. You could see his head's about, you know,
Pete was
two
quick.
Feet tall.
Pete had speed.
So you're going Pete Wheeler.
And, like, I remember you would take him in football, and, like, my rushing attack in football with that dude would go way up. And the unknown thing about him on backyard basketball, dude was money from half court. You could just pull from half court. My dude, Pete Wheeler, draining them like their layups.
I respect that pick. All right, you got
pick.
One more.
I have one more pick. Let me think. I need to think here outside the box. Go with somebody a little bit different. Gosh. I almost want to defer my pick and skip it and come back.
You can't do that.
But I know I can't do that. Oh, okay. Did you play NBA Street growing up?
Of course.
Stretch.
Stretch from NBA Street.
Yeah, the original, like the OG NBA Street. When you unlock Stretch, that dude could play. I mean, you had him, you had like Whitewater, you had like other dudes that were like good ball players. But I just remember like you unlock Stretch, like you beat the game. Mm. So big deal to have him on your team.
Wow. All right. Well, there are a lot of good people on the board now. Oh, wait. Yeah, you just took two in a row, so I'm up. So my final two picks, you brought up the street game, something I totally forgot about. Ricky Williams and NFL Street.
I never played NFL Street. That was
Ricky
part of my
Williams,
problem.
I'm tempted to pick him. I'm tempted. You know what? I think I'm going to. Ricky Williams is off the board. We have a... I mean, he brings a physical edge. His power was up to like 99 on that game. So we're going Ricky with my fourth pick. And my fifth pick, filling out my roster... You know what? We're going with Pac-Man. I'm going with Mr. Pac-Man, not to be confused with Mrs. Pac-Man. The original Pac-Man, if you think about it, I mean, the guy, he's literally a round ball. He should not be that fast. I guess he was literally running for his life. And the endurance, I mean, he would literally get killed in the game and then come back for more. After a couple times of getting killed, eventually.
He was always fighting those damn ghosts.
Yes, and if you paid him well, he would keep playing forever. So I'm going with Pac-Man to round out my starting five.
Now, I hadn't thought about this, but I looked down at your list for a second.
There's so many good ones.
And I noticed another Mario character that's on there that like, again, it was my game growing up. Like, this was the game. Mario Kart.
Yes.
But I have a different one than who you have.
Okay. Well, I have Toad for
the
record.
You have Toad.
I like Toad because I'm a speed guy, and Toad, smallest, got around pretty quick.
See, but I thought Yoshi was actually quicker sometimes than Toad because when you would use the like R and L buttons and you could like gain some speed, dang, Yoshi could move.
And Toad was kind of a liability because of his lack of weight. Like,
he was.
If you used Toad on Rainbow Road, you were going off the edge.
Yeah.
But Yoshi, you could dig in a little bit more.
So final pick in the video game draft, Yoshi from Mario Kart. And I'm not talking about Double Dash. I'm not talking about this new crap that the kids are playing on the Wii and on... What do kids even play today? Nintendo Switch and all that crap? I'm not talking about
they
that.
They play Fortnite.
This is N64, kids.
Okay.
The original best game system that I remember having as a kid. Unless you were a Sega kid and then you love Sega.
I had Sega.
I was a Nintendo kid.
That's okay. I mean, I had Sega and then I was all PlayStation. I had PlayStation 1, 2, 3, PSP. I also had a Game Boy. Can I read some other honorable mentions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tiger Woods, Sunday Tiger, and the Tiger Woods video games.
Okay.
Hard to beat that guy.
Yeah, I remember, see, again, because I had N64, there was a game called Cyber Tiger that used to be out. And I remember that, like, him and Marco Mir on that were, like, the only two good players he could have.
And to go along with the lore of Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl, if you were a Sega Genesis NHL 94, which is renowned as one of the best video games of all time, Jeremy Roenick and Vince Vaughn in a movie, I forget what movie.
Oh, I forgot about somebody.
He goes on a rant about Jeremy Roenick on NHL 94 and Sega. He's one of the best video game characters in that game.
I forgot about somebody. He's next on your list. Mike Tyson from Tyson's Punch-Out.
But I
forgot.
It's kind of tough to put them on when the game is named after you. But then again, I picked Sonic and Pac-Man. But Tyson was like, I want to be the best. And but yeah, could you ever beat Mike Tyson?
My back is broken.
Spinal.
No, I would always get stuck at some of the fighters before that. There were some, that fighting group that you had to go through, some good fighters along the way.
A lot of these video games bring me back when did your parents shop at Giant Eagle growing up? Did they have one of those in Akron?
Yeah, we did. Okay. We did. We shopped there. I don't know what you're quite getting at.
Okay, but so the Giant Eagle in Washington County where I grew up, it had a thing called the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah, I remember.
Where you could take your little kids and drop them off and they could play video games or do arts and crafts or whatever while your parents.
I remember that, yeah.
So I played all of these games at the Eagle's Nest. I always looked forward to when my parents would go grocery shopping because the Eagle's Nest, I mean, I had a good range of video games, but I mean, they had every system. They had Xbox, PlayStation, GameCube, Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo, Sega, like they had everything. So that was kind of a buffet of video games. That's where I played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out there for the first time. I played Tiger Woods' golf there, Mario Kart. I mean, we had Mario Kart for the Wii, but they didn't make it for PlayStation or Sega, so.
Okay, so quickly while we have a minute here, give me two or three more guys that stood out.
I think the best duo in the history of video games, as far as sports video games, is Pat White and Steve Slayton at West Virginia. I hated using them growing up in Pittsburgh, but
I never really used them.
That speed option. Any mobile quarterback in a video game is pretty damn fun to play with. RG3, yeah. Vince Young, Terrell Pryor was very fun. Tim Tebow, all of those guys.
Yeah, I just remember always wanting to create a mobile quarterback, like create a team and then create like a super mobile quarterback so you could just scramble for days.
So that would be my favorite duo. Juan Pierre was a player that, do you even know who Juan Pierre is?
He's a baseball player.
Yes, he was an average at best outfielder, but his speed in MLB The Show was always in the 90s, and I was a big bunt to lead off the game with Juan Pierre, steal second, steal third, ground out, get him in, easy run. My dad had no answer. My friends had no answer.
I just thought of another one here. It was one of the lesser Mario sports games, Mario Baseball,
yes,
when it came out. Waluigi on that was like using Randy Johnson.
The anti-hero opposites of Mario, it was Waluigi and Wario.
They were always really
so
good.
So much better than the OGs.
I mean, they just had more game.
It's like the Sith in Star Wars. Like, they have more power. But you have to side with the good guy because of their noble cause. So, Mewtwo would be my final person.
Ooh.
All-around great athlete. He could lift people with his mind and
stuff.
And
for those that don't remember, Super Smash Bros., back in the day.
He was a menace.
One, I remember this, too, that on the original Super Smash, when you unlocked Captain Falcon with that Falcon punch.
Yeah.
That was an automatic 30 points against anybody that you play.
I just think of, when you say Falcon punch, I think of, you ever see the movie Hot Rod?
Oh, yeah.
Falcon punch when he's fighting his dad. All right, so let us know on Twitter who has the better team, who has the better starting five. John's is Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl, Metal Mario from Mario Golf, Pete Wheeler from Backyard Sports, Stretch from NBA Street, and Yoshi from Mario Kart. I have Mike Vick from 04 Madden, Sonic the Hedgehog, Pablo Sanchez from Backyard Sports, Ricky Williams from NFL Street, and Pac-Man from Pac-Man. and we are the coaches. So let us know on Twitter.
Pac-Man is the
comment, subscribe, like, rate.
Pac-Man is the true OG, though.
Pac-Man was. I mean, he. When you think of athletes, you think of endurance, you think of desire. I mean, that guy had motivation.
I mean, there might not be a greater athlete.
And, you know, and like you, the best part about him was his relatability. Like he'd be running for his life, trying to accomplish a goal, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh my God, there's a pretzel!" Well, and he would just go off the beaten path for a pretzel or an orange or whatever.
Well, and if you think about it, if he went to like a combine, like his limited mobility, his limited things, like I mean, he had a lot of limitations.
Well, I don't know.
All he could do was bite and just move.
But salt, I mean, runs well in a straight line. He's kind of DK Metcalf, if you think about it.
He makes nice, he does good lateral movement.
Yeah, like he could turn on a dime. Pac-Man would be a decent, I mean, Pac-Man would be a great receiver in today's NFL.
He'd honestly just eat the football.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, he's getting quadruple covered.
What are you going to do to stop that guy?
He's like a kick returner. we're setting Pac-Man deep to return. All right, Noah's No Doubters. 3-0 on the show on my Monday picks.
Yeah, I noticed. Congrats on that.
Thank you very much. And in my charting picks yesterday, I went 2-1. I'm done giving college basketball picks. I say that. I'll probably have some for you on Friday. But I'm pretty darn good at picking games at the professional level and college football. I just can't pick college basketball to save my life. So today we're staying away from college hoops. On the season, my picks 50-45-1, show 26-22. We're going in the NBA first, Celtics -2 against the Cavs. I mean, that's a sucker line. They want me to take it. The Cavs have been playing well at home since Beilein was fired, but I just think the Celtics get that pick in quick. Memphis Grizzlies, 1.5-point underdogs against the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn. I like Ja Morant on the big stage at Barclays. Not the Mecca, but still New York. He's going to want to show out. And last but not least, we're taking the Philadelphia Flyers. It pains me to say this. Two teams that I absolutely cannot stand, Flyers, Capitals. And the Flyers have been playing well lately. We're gonna hammer the Flyers because they have better value, +135. So Celtics -2, Grizzlies +1.5, Flyers +135. And those are Noah's No Doubters. John, a fun episode as always, my friend.
That was a good show. I like this one.
This was fun. All right, we'll see you next time.